Everyone has fear, but it's not having fear that's the problem. It's how you handle fear. It's okay to be fearful. Nobody likes losing. It says, show me a happy loser and I'll show you a loser. There's a saying in Texas, if you're gonna go broke, go big. Fran Tarkenton, a one-time great NFL quarterback, says, quote, winning means being unafraid to lose. Winning usually follows losing. You know, when you learn to ride a bike, it's after you've fallen down many times. I personally, Dennis, found the love of my life, my wife, after a very hard year of moving to a new city and not knowing anyone and going on Match.com and going on dates and having an awful year. The entire year was awful. I moved to Horseheads, New York in January 2012, and in March of 2013, just a mere 15 months later, I met the love of my life, and we've been together 8 years, and it's been absolutely wonderful, and I mean that totally sincerely. I'm not being superficial. So I know I'm digressing from the book, but, you know, looking back, like 15 months is actually very short. And even though that first year really, really sucked, and that's the technical term, it was a necessary, almost like a necessary prerequisite. And she went on 5 dates with Match people before me, so I'm Match stick number 6. So I'll always remember that. Every time I, you know, write her a card or something, I always write, love, Match stick number 6. All right, back to the book. There's another saying in Texas, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. So basically, they're just saying that people play it too safe. Is it possible that your vision for yourself, for your musical self, is too safe? You know, this year, I'm going to do the same thing as you guys, which is try and think even bigger. Like, what would I do if success were guaranteed? Because most of the time, it is. And what I mean by that is, with focus, you know, you reap what you sow. It may not be the exact thing or work in the exact way that you envision it in the first place, but when you keep tweaking it based on the feedback of the universe or whatever you want to call it, if that sounds new agey for you, if you keep tweaking it and not give up and say, okay, well, I'm not giving up, so maybe I'll try it this way. It didn't work like this. I'm going to try it like this. I'm going to try it like this. You know, it's guaranteed. It's going to happen. John D. Rockefeller, I always try to turn every disaster into an opportunity. Failure inspires winners. Failure defeats losers. That is the whole difference right there in your long-term musical success. Or success in anything, as you well know. What about making your own album? Obviously, I'm digressing from the book here. What about, you know, I don't want to put goals in your mind, but just stretch your imagination. What about not only joining a band, for those of you who are in a band, what about having a band where you control all the shots? Where these are just possibilities. Where you have control of the arrangements, the songs, the order of the songs, the instrumentation, who's on which instrument. You're the total band leader. And all right, maybe the band's name is not your name, if that's not what you want. But, you know, suppose it's that you have complete artistic freedom. All right, what about making an album? So you've learned to, let's say you're a vocalist who's accompanying yourself on guitar. You know, what if you had a whole album of yourself singing and playing guitar, and I could help you put backing tracks to it, or you can learn how to do backing tracks yourself, or import drum tracks. And what if you could learn all that stuff? I could help you. Not tooting my own horn, I actually have 7, as of this year, my 7th instrumental album is coming out, plus I have 4 chanting albums, so that's 10 albums total. And because of COVID, you know, I don't do gigs that often. So the other day we went and we set up a merch table, and it felt good to see my 10 albums. I brought them all. It happened to be a chanting thing at a yoga studio. So I was like, you know what, sometimes people like the instrumental music because they can play for their classes without having to worry about copyright infringement for using other people's material. So they just buy my CDs, the instrumental ones. I used to not bring them to yoga gigs. I used to never bring the yoga albums to secular gigs and vice versa. But this time I brought them all, and it felt good to see them all there. So what else would perk your imagination? What about composing music that was not only just making an album? Actually, making an album of covers is a wonderful thing. To sell or give them out as gifts or whatever you want to do. But making an album of your own compositions, or even just having a composition, having one composition is an amazing feeling of accomplishment. You can listen to it, you can send it to people, you can look at it on paper. I used to look at my charts when I would first write them, you know, it was such a new and gratifying experience. I would just look at the charts that I had written and just, you know, be smitten with amazement. Haha. And just back to the book real quick. Everyone has a Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling. We take the littlest obstacle and turn it into the biggest thing. So, quote, just do what Colonel Sanders did. At the age of 66, he lost his business and began to live on Social Security. It wasn't enough. So he went around the country selling his recipe for fried chicken. He was turned down 1,009 times before someone said yes. And he went on to become a multimillionaire at an age when most people are quitting. He was a brave and tenacious man. So when you're in doubt and feeling a little afraid, just do what Colonel Sanders did to his little chicken. He fried it. I just think that's so funny. I've heard that story many times before. So, to reward you for your loyalty and to help you think bigger, I'm also going to put a summary of Tony Robbins, a goal-setting session from a Tony Robbins audio book that I listened to this past year. I always listen to goal-setting and success stuff all year long, every year. I think you know that by now of me. And I summarized his goal-setting thing, which was like an hour long. I'm not saying you shouldn't pursue it if you're interested in that, but I'm saving you massive amounts of time. So do the Tony Robbins questions first before you do the Tom Hess one, and let me know how you make out, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with.